We recorded? Testing, testing, we recorded? How do I start this every time?
Welcome everybody to the Cave of Solitude to your... No, that's not how you do it, you do. Welcome... Nope, hold on.
Oh,
welcome everybody to the Cave of Solitude, your metropolis... No.
Coming to you from the mega city metropolis of Toronto, you are listening to the Cave of Solitude. I am your host, Eric Anthony. And the laughter that you're hearing in the background, the sweet sounds of the Countess of Incontinence herself, the Duchess of Indifference, the insane mercenary, the one and only Lady
J.
Daph J? You've always been Lady J.
Lady J, we are having a first time ever podcast coming to you from the snuggly... What are you doing?
My friend, Hunger Bite there is laughing at me. He's laughing at my anger. From this morning. I'm listening.
So we're doing a first time ever podcast, literally winding the day down. We're not in the cave.
No, we're not.
We're in the real cave. Daphne is in her PJs under her duvet after a nice dinner, a documentary, and a large glass of wine. Big grin on your face. We are going to do a Random Thoughts with Daph J podcast. This is a comic book and pop culture podcast for anybody listening thinking, what the heck did I just download? This is a very fun podcast. A very fun episode is coming your way. I promise you. I've come prepared. Last minute preparation. So if I'm going on this is very impromptu. This is off of my portable recorder, so if sometimes the sound levels of our voices are back and forth, I'm doing this interview style. We usually have our microphone set up so our voices are balanced. So this may come, the levels just a little off and on. Work with us. This is going to be a fun time. Daph J's idea. And we're ready to rock. Daph J, before we go into our random thoughts portion of the show, which I've prepped for you, you have been... on a binge of Netflix watching. I blame myself. I blame Martin Slam Duncan for talking about this on his episode with his podcast partner in crime, Sue, which is his wife. The last word, Sue. They brought up this show, Downton Abbey, and I have not been able to leave the 1920s thanks to those guys. It's been on my TV steady. Talk to me about the Downton Abbey, Daph J.
It's spectacular. Ravishing. I have to say, my friend Nicole Blessed, NC Blessed, she actually recommended this to me. There's a couple of people over the years that have always overheard Downton Abbey this, Downton Abbey that. It's so good, it's so good, it's so good. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, I don't know if I can do this. It looked boring. It sounded boring. It was beneath me. And then I'm like, you know what? What else is there to watch? After I went through my whole spiel there. And then I'm like, let me rewind. You said that the Martin Slam Duncan recommended it to you. And so you actually said to me, let's give this a shot. And I was like, on the fence. And then it stuck.
Okay, so for people who are listening to you say Downton Abbey, I got recommended from this friend, Martin Slam Duncan. Give them a synopsis. For most people know what Downton Abbey is, but give them a quick synopsis of Downton Abbey, the television show that you can binge on Netflix.
It's about the aristocrat living type style in the 1920s.
And in the First World War.
That's what I was going to say. So 1912-ish, mm-hmm, into the 1920s. and what that class was and people that lived with them or surrounded that type of living, what all that involved.
How long did it take you to get invested in the show? Because, yeah, it was my recommendation to watch it with you. I watched the first episode. I thought, this is ridiculous. There's no way I'm watching six seasons of this. Snobby, pretentious, butler-based show. But then you kept giving it a chance, even though you, at first, you're like, I don't know about this. And then by the second day, you're like, this is not that bad. You're going to get hooked on it if you keep watching it. So at what point for you did you, what was the turning point that made you say, yeah, I'm in, all in on this show?
Maybe, if I remember correctly, perhaps by the middle of the second or third episode, I became invested almost immediately. At first, the first episode, I'm like, oh my God, these people are driving me nuts with their... like I was done with it. And what's it called? And inheritance and heir and blah. It's just blah. And I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. But maybe by the second or third episode, I was like, oh, like, you know what I mean? It got hot quick. It got hot quick. Yeah.
Usually I would say you're quick thinking on your feet, but you are literally laying in bed with your teddy bear right now in the horizontal position. Are you finding it easier and more comfortable to think in these terms, or are you, what's the word here? Or are you so relaxed that you don't eat, because you're making a lot of facial expressions and sound effects. Do you prefer podcasting this way?
I'm in the horizont. I'm good. I got my fluffy, like, I got my duvet. I got my pillow. I'm winding down. Today was a tough one. Today was a day.
Yeah.
Today was a day.
Give the listeners a synopsis of your day. You gave us a synopsis of Downton Abbey. Give us a synopsis of your trek into the world of a day in the life of Daph J on her way to work.
I know I don't live in the United States, but today I felt like I was living in a world of like that white man privilege, and I had it. I had it. I had it.
What happened?
Yo, man, this dude just gets out, the door opened. And this dude is up on, he's on the thing there. I had nowhere to go. I had people right up, and that's the other thing, people. If you ever run into me, give me my space. Don't line up right again. When I'm at a grocery store, don't come up. Just because I move up doesn't mean you should move up. So keep your distance. You know what I'm saying? And people tend to do that when you're lining up for transit, too. Like, you move, they come moving. I don't move. They move. Keep off me. Don't touch me. I don't want to feel you breathing. I don't want to hear you breathing. Move from me. So anyway, the door opens and it's kind of like I described it to
you're
you.
You're on the bus.
I'm trying to get on the bus. Oh,
okay.
The door swings open and it's right there. And this lady behind me is just like right up on me, you know? And then the dude, there's a passenger that's trying to get off the bus, which fine, rightfully so, he should, you know, let them disembark the vehicle so that we can get on. But you know how there's just, it's a little tight because I'm right there because this lady's right on me and behind her is someone else. Long story short, you think this guy makes an effort to kind of like turn a little, like you kind of pivot, just pivot a little bit. Make the effort. You think he wants to make the effort? No. He leaves his hands in his pocket and doesn't even like, not even proper. It doesn't say, excuse me. Not like, you know, I probably would have preferred just a look. I would have probably let slide. Like, you know what? Like, why are you so here? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But this man decides to tell me. And mind you, we're like right there. Like, he's right in my face.
Why are you talking like you're in high school again?
And he, and it's like 7:42 in the morning.
Right.
And this man says to me, "Move!" Like that.
In your face.
Like that, in my, in loud, in my face.
How did you take to that instruction?
Oh man, I let physics do what it needed to do. Okay, I took my body and I just brushed him hard. Like I literally, it wasn't my finest moment. I will admit that.
Did you say anything to him?
I told him to move. I'm telling you, my whole left side, I never had so much strength that early in the morning. My body, I felt his, because he wasn't making any effort to move. So I shoved him. I shoved him. I literally saw him hit the other side of the door of the bus. And I told him to move. And I pushed him right into the door. And I went on to the bus. And I inserted my token into the fare. And I found my spot. Sat down. And I opened up my Netflix account. And I'm giving you the PG version because I'm telling you it was some harsh reality this morning, and I was just like, I was so underwhelmed with the human race this morning.
Meanwhile, you're the one pushing people off the bus.
No. I recognize that I was not in the wrong. Not in the right. Like, you don't do that kind of thing. But you don't go in my face, tell me to move. Like move? Who are you talking to? First of all, no. It wasn't going to fly. So, I let physics do its work. And,
you know,
for every action, there's a reaction.
I think you gave physics assistance. You assisted physics and made someone else move while you were instructed to do so. Was that the end of the shenanigans on the public transportation that is the TTC?
When this lady's bag was on my leg on the train, I'm like, really though? Like, why is your property on my property? Move for me. Move, like, okay. And yeah, so I have to deal with that too.
How did you handle that one?
I kicked her. it wasn't on purpose. Okay, my leg was crossed. Okay, my leg was crossed, and I'm just like, okay, why is her purse on my leg? Like, don't do that. So what I was intending to do was, you know what, maybe if I reposition, because I don't want a repeat of this morning. So what I need to do is perhaps reposition myself so that I can avoid this misfortune. So what I did was I unlocked my legs, and it just so happened that I kicked her at the behind her calf hard. And so I guess she got annoyed with me. So what she did was she did the sideways sitting in the chair, because we were in those double seats. Okay. I was up against the window. So she did that sideways turn. And I'm like, you know what? Yes, turn that way. Let the purse turn and sit in midair that way, because I don't want to have this here. And then it was fine. Nothing happened. Nothing was said, but. You know, she must have been like, ugh, why is she touching me? And I'm like, and I was thinking all the same thing. Like, why are you touching me? I think so. Okay. I think so. It was not on purple, but but it worked. It worked to my advantage.
So in one day, a middle-aged white man gets pushed and a middle-aged white woman gets kicked. Mm-hmm. You're batting 1,000. All right. You know what?
That was my day.
I always say this. What makes this show special, this podcast special, the thing that we have that no other show has is you. I don't really need any other guests.
It's, you're biased, though. You're being biased.
You know, I'm biased, but when I listen back, I can only imagine other people listening back and finding you extremely entertaining and honest. There's an authenticity, and you know the story's real. No one says I kicked the lady on the bus. I pushed the old man on the bus.
Okay, no. Don't discriminate. No, not discriminate. Don't incriminate me. He was not old. I may be ignorant, but I'm not crazy.
I think you would have pushed an old man if you said, move. I think you would have pushed him.
No, I probably would have had words with a man of that age. But if they're fragile and ridiculous, then I probably would have said something. Like, you know. Yeah, I would have had words, but I wouldn't push a fragile individual. This man was fully aware of what he was doing, and I knew he could take it. And I was...
He got what he had coming, man.
Like, no, I'm not... See, I'm getting hot again thinking about this dumbass. No. I'm telling... What I did was not right, but what he did was not acceptable either. Two wrongs don't make right. I understand that. I need Jesus.
the opening 15 minutes of this show are instructions of how to act and not to act on public transit in the city of Toronto. Get it together.
Just think about people, not just yourself. That's it. And I need to remember that too.
But if you're in the way, you're getting kicked.
You're getting shoved. If you're touching me, you'll get kicked.
That's it. Okay. Anything else you'd like to talk about in the opening moments of this before we get the show on the road?
No, I'm good.
You don't care what I've been up to.
I got it off my chest. No, you're fine. Well, I'm fine. Okay. You're the, you know how there's like opposites attract kind of thing?
Yeah.
You're the good side. I'm the yin, you're the yang.
How do you know which one's the good and the bad?
Which one's the good one?
That's what I asked you.
I don't know.
You're about to say, well, this side's the good, that side's the bad, and I was going to pull out the race card really quick on you. Really quick, Mrs. Black Panther. Okay.
Okay.
You ready for Random Thoughts with Daft J?
Okay.
There's music playing right now. You don't hear it, but there will be music.
Oh.
Yeah.
What music?
What kind of music would you like? Game show music?
Hey.
Hey, okay. Price is Right is playing right now in the future. Okay, so Random Thoughts with Daft J. I thought to myself, we should have a Seinfeld episode where we just things come up. It's a show about nothing, but it's going to be about stuff. So are you ready? I'm going to start this off with a random hypothetical. This is a simple one, but we'll see how it goes. Daft J, if Jurassic Park were real, would you go and visit it?
Absolutely not.
Even with your love of animals and dinosaurs?
Yep.
So it's that simple. No way. Not a chance.
Does this look like a person who would play with her life with things with sharp teeth and are like, you know what Jurassic Park is? Jurassic Park to me is the equivalent of people wanting to go to Mars. What business do you have to go to this red planet to not breathe, not eat? No. Why mess with a good thing? I can breathe and do everything here safely here in this abode. I don't need to go out there to explore nothing crazy.
So if you could see a Tyrannosaurus Rex close up, you just feel like there's too much evidence in what they've shown me in a movie of why this is gonna go wrong. So why even do this?
I've seen an iguana. That's enough.
That's good enough for you.
There's these, what are they called?
Komodo dragons.
That's enough. That's fine.
Just watch Jurassic Park and you're good.
Yeah.
All right.
Jurassic Park is an interesting thing because it's a fantasy. But no one in their right mind will go and choose. So maybe some white people would, but not me. Like, no, white people do those crazy stuff. They jump out of planes, they rock climb with no harness, they hike. I'm not doing none of that. They They spelunk. No.
They spelunk. White people. Just white people.
No.
Okay. All right. So with that in mind, speaking of movies, if you could live the life of any movie character, who would you choose?
Any movie character? Like cartoons? People?
Any movie character that you can think of. It doesn't matter. I'm not giving you any rules.
That's a tough one. How do I think of that?
Well, what comes to your mind the fastest, I guess? I mean, we could think and try to break it down. But like when you think immediately, like, oh, that's awesome. I want to do that. Who would it be?
Lara Croft.
Really? That looks painful.
No, you want to know why? She's a woman, and so am I.
Very good observation.
Genealogically, it makes sense.
That what you said right now?
Doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't even matter.
The genealogy?
So, genetics.
There you go.
I have the parts is what I'm trying to say. I was trying to say it in the Downton Abbey lingo. I'm trying to make it proper. So I was going to say she's a woman.
You should do this whole episode speaking in an English accent.
I was thinking of that, but it's very exhausting. So listen. Okay, she's a girl.
Okay.
She has the Downton Abbey estate. You know, she's rich and everything, but she doesn't live all that, like, I'm entitled. And she's a badass woman. Like, she's a trained fighter. She's smart. She's intelligent. She's a detective kind of person. You know, she only has, like, very a small, close-knit people around her. Her butler, her tech guy, her robot guy. Like I said, she's intelligent. She knows her history. She's very exotic, adventurous. I don't know. If you're asking me on the spot, I would say that person. I'd like to emulate that kind of character. But I'm not dirt poor either. I mean, I can eat.
So Lara Croft over Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
Because you gotta be realistic about this stuff, right? I'm not a goddess.
What about Selena Kyle, Catwoman? Then your man would be Batman.
She's a thief.
You push people off a bus.
And I'd rather be Batman than be dating Batman. Because Bruce Wayne isn't exactly someone who's committed. But Batman is a committed personality.
What about, I'm just looking at the television that we have, the posters of movies that have come out or will be coming out. What if you could be Pennywise?
Are you out of your mind?
You wouldn't be scared. You'd be the thing you're scared of, and you could take out all the people that you don't like.
Let me think about this. No, I couldn't.
Okay. So Lara Croft.
I think so. If you're going to ask me on the spot, that's the quickest thing I'll come up with. And I think that's a pretty good answer.
It's an interesting answer considering the fact that
she's not like dainty and like, she's like, she can hold her own. She's tough. She's cool. I would, yeah, man.
So if you were Lara Croft, would you then go to Jurassic Park?
No, I'll just stay in my estate.
So you'll never go to Jurassic Park, but if you could be one movie character, you'd be the one movie character that would go to Jurassic Park.
She's too smart for that. She wouldn't do that. She'd go into a temple where there's like traps and stuff, but she'll figure it out. But she wouldn't, I don't think, willingly go somewhere where her head could be bitten off on purpose.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Or do you want to see the new Lara Croft movie?
I'm not interested.
I swear, you would think these answers are rehearsed. They're so not. You're a trip. You are a trip. Okay. So, Lara, I thought you would have gone with Arnold Schwarzenegger from Last Action Hero, since that's so, like, fitting to the question. Because you actually went in. So, if you could go into any movie and live that in that movie, which one would it be?
Ooh, that's a tough one. There's so many movies.
Oof. You're Captain Obvious tonight. There's so many movies.
Ooh, so many movies. Oh, man. I have to pick something.
We could come back to it. I'll let you ponder it.
Okay.
All right.
That's a tough one.
So on the subject of movie and movie premises, if you could learn any one skill in the world without trying, now think of it like the Matrix, right? Just like you sit in the chair and you learn Kung Fu. Jiu-jitsu, whatever it might be. If you could learn any one skill in the world without trying, Matrix style, which would you pick?
I wish you would have preempted me a little bit. These are really good questions that I have no idea how to answer.
That's what's good about them, because it's just random. You don't know what to answer. It's just coming from top of your head. Gut instinct. Lara Croft. No Jurassic Park.
A skill?
Yeah.
That I could just know?
Yeah, if there was one thing you would, like, you know how we all say, I wish I could do that. What would it, like, I wish I knew how to do that. When you see someone do it, or when you think about something you've always, some people will be like, I wish I could play the guitar and just rock out. I wish I could do gymnastics. Okay. What would your thing be?
Synchronized swimming. I would just want to know how to swim, period. I think swimming is what I'll go with. Like, that's a life and death situation skill. Like,
but why synchronized? In order for you to know synchronized swimming, you'd have to have an army of friends who want to synchronize with you. Of all the skills you could learn, why synchronized swimming?
Because you got to hold your breath upside down sometimes. And I think that takes a lot of talent.
Is that a practical? It wouldn't be cook. It wouldn't be surviving like the jungle and hunt and like do like a survivor man skill set. No.
I would never hunt anything. I would never, let me tell you something. If I was back in the days where you had to, like, you know, hunt and shoot and peel and pull fur off of something that was alive, I would have starved before I would have killed anything. So there's no, I can't. I wouldn't even do that. No.
Okay, but you get, I'm not saying that you gotta hunt. I'm just saying, like, of all the useful things you could have, like, learn how to fight, you could learn to be Batman.
You know what I think I would want to do? I'd want to know how to play the drums.
There you go.
That's one instrument where I'm like, that is so BA, and I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to bang something so hard. Okay, let me rephrase that. This is a family show, folks. Just take it easy, okay? Oh, I'd want to be able to play the drums with such emotion. Okay, I don't know how to rephrase it. Yeah, I want to... Hey, listen, man, grow up. I want to play the drums.
I like originally you saying that you want to bang something so hard. So synchronized swimming and the drum. I like them both. They're both very interesting, but peculiar. Not the drums. The drums, like learning to play an instrument.
You know what it is about synchronized swimming? It's it's dancing in water. So not only do you have the skill to, like, you know, be submerged in, like, this substance, but that's like two skills in one. You're dancing and you're holding your breath.
What's with the holding? Not the swimming. You're into the whole. You can learn how. Can I tell you something?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Can I be forthcoming in the cave right now?
Yeah.
Guys, don't judge me. I gotta actually hold my nose underwater. Like, I don't know how to, like, go in without having all of this go up to my brain and it's stinging. Like, I have to actually hold my nose shut with my fist. So, but if I knew how to synchronize swim, I wouldn't have to know how to do that. I would have known how to.
You could learn that just by swimming. You don't gotta sink. You know, sink.
I have too much respect for the water. There's too much.
I just think it's funny that you wanna swim on cue with another person. And the funny thing is when you do go swimming at anybody's house who has a pool or at the resort, you don't want anyone else in it. You hate when other people are in the pool, but you do pretend that you're synchronized swimming.
This I always do. That or that I'm in the Olympics. I always do that. It's true.
It's the strangest thing. Don't want to be on the bus with nobody. Get out of my way. Everybody swim with me. Okay.
Nobody said this had to make sense.
You're knocking the mic.
No, nobody said that this all had to equal anything.
No, it's just random thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see what else I got for you here. How long are we running? Okay. So, if you were a synchronized swimming, adventure, gun-toting heiress, Lara Croft, who does not want to visit islands of adventure, if you were a superhero, which of your friends would you pick as your sidekick, and what would your respective powers be?
That's a loaded question.
It's not a loaded question.
Of course it is.
That's not loaded. A loaded question is that you're going to get in trouble with whatever you
Which
answer.
Which of my friends would be my sidekick?
Yeah. Hello. I'm right here. I don't know why this is so tough for you. You're literally, your eyes are going in the back of your head, mental Rolodex, thinking of which friend. I'm right here.
But you'd be comfortable being the number two?
I'd make you think I was the number two. I'd be the one having to synchronize your watch.
No, man. Kobe would be my sidekick.
Kobe the dog. You guys would get captured so fast.
Okay, no, well, LaFonda can hold her own. Yeah, when she gets hot, like when she doesn't like something, she tells you.
She tells you.
Yeah, she was mad at me this week. It was really, I felt bad. I felt the tension. Yeah.
Okay, so, all right. It would you. So, would you be like?
You know who would be? Hunger Bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
He has that skill, that superpower to make you feel this small.
How small? People can't see.
This small.
So she's pinching her index to her thumb.
And it's with a talent that he does it. But at the same time, it'll make me laugh.
So what would your power, respective powers be? Just to make people feel stupid and push them off of the train? Both of yours. What would yours be and what would his be? Like, what would your... Like... You got Batman and Robin. You've got Cap and Bucky. You've got Cap and Falcon. Like, what would each of your...
Yeah, but these are fictional characters. You're talking about my realistic friends. And one of them would be to bring to light certain truths of people so that they can think twice and not be idiots. I think that's a skill.
So, here's let me ask you the question again.
Is that not a good answer?
It's a... whatever you want is a fine answer, but here's the question.
What would you do if you were my sidekick?
Let
me ask you that. Well, if you were my sidekick, what would your superpower be?
I would want to have...
You'd read?
No, I'd want flight.
Oh, Superman.
No, I never.
What superhero doesn't already fly? Give me something original. Something that's applicable to this day and age. Bypass traffic? Absolutely. 100%. I'd hire you. No doubt.
If you could fly, you would not have to worry about traffic. Do you see your logic right now? The question.
But flying, though, is very basic.
No, it's not basic. It's just cliche because it's like the coolest thing that we all would want to do. Everybody wants to have that thing of like, I'd love to know what it's like to fly. Now, the question was, if you were a superhero.
No, if my superhero power could be to blink my eyes and be somewhere that I want it to be, that I'd like.
So you'd want to be like...
Be anywhere in a blink of an eye.
Like Nightcrawler.
Is that what he does?
He bamfs.
Like Nunavut?
No, not Nunavut. Bamf is... in the comics, whenever he like disappears, it always is spelled out Bamf. So like when Spider-Man spins his web...
I know it. Okay. Not Wolfgang. Wolverine is Snick. And then Spider-Man is Swift.
No. Thwip.
Thwip. Yeah. It's Thwip. Thwip.
Okay, so you could see, now you're thinking of characters with specific powers. So you.
But it's not original because it already exists. It's already out there.
Yeah, but so many people have a similar, like, one guy's his speed is his skill. Like, he's extremely fast, or they can fly and are strong, or they've got the ability to control magnetism. Like, those are not, there's a lot of people who have, it's like even the power of, if you listen to the Planetary episode that we just did, the main character.
I did listen to that Planetary episode. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about, man.
Would you read it?
I would only want to read it because you guys, from what I heard, you were referencing a lot of, like, other things that we know. So, like, I don't know. I'm going to just spew things like Indiana Jones or, like, the DeLorean or, like, you know, this person and that person. And I'm like, oh, these are, like, nostalgic stuff. But I was kind of confused. So, no.
Okay, so getting back to my point was... The main character in that book had the power of manipulating cold. Like, he could freeze things.
The number man. The man. The number four.
Yeah, the fourth man. Yeah. So.
See? I do listen. Even when I'm not on them.
There you go. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your fandom. So, there's a lot of peak characters who have that power. You got Captain Cold, Mr. Freeze, and then you got... Iceman from the X-Men and Emma Frost, and they all essentially are doing the same thing, but you can use depending on your creativity, you can use those powers differently. So you just want a person as your sidekick who will have a way of insulting people.
Yes, I want someone to insert logic into this society so that everybody knows there's do's and don'ts on public transit and public in general in movie theaters. Yeah, I'd want someone to bring to light obviousness and common sense. That should, you know what? And that shouldn't even be a superpower. That should just be known. But people are too idiotic to know that. So you need someone to say, hey, black and white, one and two. A and B, C, D, and all the way to the alphabet. They need to know. People just need to know. And I think someone needs to have that thing.
So your sidekick would step into a room and everybody would act right.
They come correct. Yeah.
So you're saying there is a definite, absolute, black and white, proper way to act. And when we show up, that's the way it is.
Daphne, are you with us?
I'm listening to you, but that's the way it is.
So you're saying that you and your sidekick, your thing would be to enter a room and everybody would just act right.
Yes. Yes, I like it. Yep.
You wouldn't even move.
And you want to know what?
Would you synchronize swim?
Listen, yes. But look, see, that is a superpower because you want to know what? Now that I'm thinking about it. If everyone came correct when we step into a room, there would be no need for any type of...
crime fighter.
Yeah. There wouldn't need to be any use for a... you know?
I'm not sure what a... is, but it sounds to me...
Does it not make sense, though?
It makes sense. It sounds to me that you and your sidekick would want to have the power set of Jesus.
No, that's not what I said.
You step in a room and everyone acts proper.
That is what you want to do.
I don't got to do nothing. When I walk into the room, everyone knows act right.
Take him to church.
Hallelujah.
There you go. You want God power. That's it. Just act right. I'm here. Absolutely behave.
That sounds terrible.
That's what you basically said.
You know what? I own it. Whatever. Yeah. I'll take it. All right.
So it would be...
So what would your names be?
Oh, come on. Are we for real?
All right. You want to keep going? Are you good to keep going?
What are the ridiculousness you have back there?
Okay, I'm going to... All right, here's an easy one. Would you rather get uglier or dumber?
I'd get uglier. 100%. If not, I'd be the one that would have those superpowers used on. I don't want to... No. I'll get fugly. That's fine. Who came up with this question? That's amazing. I'd definitely get ugly. That's terrible.
Okay.
That's an ugly question.
I'll get ugly. I'll get fugly. Okay. All right. Last question. Okay. You're walking in a forest.
Don't scare me.
And you found a black suitcase. Inside it holds $1 million and a piece of paper stained in blood with a single word that says, don't. Would you leave the suitcase or take it home?
Who else is in the park?
Okay, you ready? You're walking in a forest, and you found a black suitcase.
What are you doing?
Inside it holds $1 million and a piece of paper stained in blood with a single word that says, don't. Would you take the suitcase or leave it?
You're biting
your clothes because you're so nervous.
Okay. Are you scared?
Of course I'm scared. I gotta pee. I'm so scared. I'm so gonna pee right now. Wait, but the note is stained in blood, but not the money?
The note is stained in blood.
You... No, man, I'm Lara Croft. I'm taking that money hard.
If you're Lara Croft, you don't need the money. You doofus.
Yeah, but sometimes we come against hard times. You never know.
You're out of control.
What if I'm taking it for a charity cause? You know what I mean? Yeah, man, I'm taking it.
You would run your ass off of that forest, screaming bloody murder.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
You would not touch the briefcase.
I wouldn't. I would inspect it.
Here we go.
I would see if the bills were in hundreds, fifties. I would try to figure out like how legit is this, and then I'd call a friend.
I think you would take a couple.
I would totally. Do you want to be a millionaire? Situation. I would call a friend. I would.
I think you would take a.
I go down. Somebody else going down with me.
Then you would call me to be your sidekick, right? Then you say, "Eric, come. I found this. What do I do?" You would take a couple stacks. I know you would take maybe a few stacks and then run.
I try to probably make it inconspicuous. Inconspicuous. I said it.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Who left it? Tell me the rest of the story.
That's it. It was a question for you. You're a thief. You before said
I am not a thief.
Before you said I forgot what the instructions were, but it was Catwoman. Catwoman's a thief. And I'd rather be Batman than be dating Batman. Now you see money in the forest with a note that says don't. And you're like, yeah, man, I'll take it. I'm Lara Croft.
It's unaccounted for. Someone can use it. What are you doing? What am I going to do? Pablo Escobar and just let it to rot? No one benefits from that.
It's a general act. It's an Admiral Akbar moment. It's a trap. It's a trap.
No.
You know, you take it. You take
your
chances.
Who's trapping me?
The person who set up the briefcase there with a bloodstained note saying, don't do it.
So should I say no? I'll leave it?
Well, it's completely up to you. It's just your reasoning.
I made my decision and you're judging me on it.
What I'm judging you on is you made your decision because you said, nah, screw it. I'm Lara Croft.
Because that means I could defend myself if someone comes after me. If you have the ability to counteract whatever comes your way, then why not? Take the risk. But if you're some timid little, then no, you wouldn't want to endanger yourself or the people around you because you don't have the means to do that.
Your logic.
My logic makes perfect sense.
Your logic and your answers are beautiful. They come from a very beautiful an interesting mind that definitely needs to be probed. Did you have a good time?
I did. I'm still sleepy right now, though.
All right. Let's.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
There you go. Thank you, Daf J. This was very fun, impromptu, and unexpected. There's going to be a lot more fun. Random thoughts by Daf J to come.
Is it really? I think this is a cool segment.
You know what we're going to do? As we're going to do this and we're going to do it in different locations.
Oh.
So maybe we'll travel.
Okay.
And depending on the places we travel to, we might be at the top of the CN Tower having random thoughts with Daf J.
I like it.
Yeah. We just got to keep the microphone with us. Maybe we got to buy a better microphone, like a one where we can, yeah.
What's wrong with this one?
Nothing's wrong with it. I just want to upgrade the show.
Yeah, but you haven't even had this for a year. You're going to buy another one? You know how many microphones we got? Enough with this madness.
No, this has been a year. I've had this for a year now.
It's not old.
No, it's not old. It's just...
It still works.
It's all options. You got to be like Batman. If Batman said, yeah, I'm going to stick with one utility belt, he would have been dead a long time ago.
Batman was a trillionaire. But he could upgrade. He can afford to upgrade on a regular.
And what's funny is when you had a... question where you could be anybody that you wanted to be, you pick Lara Croft because she's rich and she can fight. But the person who you always manage to bring up in conversation isn't an op. You are a collector's item.
Do you see my Instagram profile?
I see it.
What does it say?
It says, I'm not saying I'm Batman. I'm just saying no one has ever seen me and Batman in a room together. But you want to be Lara Croft. That's what you should put there. Say, I'm not saying I'm Batman. I'm Lara Croft. No Jurassic Park for me. And if I was a superhero with a sidekick, I would be God.
anybody wants to follow me, it's me, like the real Daffy. It's D-A-P-H-E-E. It's me on like rock climbing with a Batman, with a Batgirl suit. It's me, and I'm saluting.
Here's the interesting thing.
In case people run into an imposter, that's me, the one in the Batman suit. Okay.
Here's the thing that
you just dismissed.
I'm dismissing it because you've got your account that's your Hazel's Eye.
Yeah.
Right. That's public.
Yeah.
Now you've got people who you've met in life who request to follow Daffy, and you do not let them follow you. So for all you know, Joe Schmo from Iowa could request to follow Daffy, and more than likely, when that person requests to follow you, you're going to say, Eric, who's this person that wants to follow me? Daff, I don't know. You just put your stuff out there on the podcast. Maybe that's who it is now. Yeah, they don't get to follow me. So we'll see what happens.
Well, my other profile is there, so you can freely follow Hazel's Eye Photography if you want. Well, feel free.
This is how we're going to podcast from now on. Daff J, Ready for Bed, Random Thoughts. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned to the Cave of Solitude. More to come from Daff J and myself and from the other guest hosts that you have heard on this show. And if this is your first time listening, hit the archive, see some of the other stuff that we've talked about. This is a lot of fun. We love talking to you guys. We love doing this. And we will be back soon. Email us at caveofsolitude@outlook.com. Follow us on Facebook, Cave of Solitude, or look for Eric Anthony. And if you want to follow Daffy, well, she's showed you everywhere. You can follow her on Instagram.
Or Hazel's Eye. You got anything to say to the people before you go?
Nope.
See you later, everybody. Yeah.